Woke Inc. by Vivek Ramaswamy on Arnurum. Introduction: The Invisible Force of Woke Capitalism. As I reflect on the current state of corporate America, I am compelled to expose a new and insidious force that has infiltrated every aspect of our economic and cultural lives. This force, which I term woke capitalism, is the central theme of my book, Woke Inc. It is an ideology that masquerades as a champion of social justice and diversity, but ultimately robs us of our money, our voice, and our identity. Growing up as the child of immigrants in a small town in Ohio, I never imagined I would become a pharmaceutical entrepreneur, a biotech CEO, and a hedge fund partner by my 20s. My journey, marked by training as a scientist at Harvard and a lawyer at Yale, has given me a unique perspective on the inner workings of corporate America. Now, I take you behind the scenes into corporate boardrooms, five-star conferences, Ivy League classrooms, and secretive nonprofits to reveal the defining scam of our century: the woke industrial complex, dividing America. The modern woke industrial complex is a machinery that divides us as a people. By mixing morality with consumerism, America's elites prey on our innermost insecurities about who we really are. They sell us cheap social causes and skin-deep identities to satisfy our hunger for a cause and our search for meaning, at a moment when we as Americans lack both. Consider the ubiquitous corporate statements and advertisements that flood our media. Companies like Netflix and U.S. Bank tout their commitments to social justice, promising millions of dollars to Black-owned financial institutions and sponsoring Pride Month celebrations. On the surface, these actions seem noble, but they are part of a larger scam. These corporations are not genuinely committed to these causes. They are merely using them as a marketing tool to appease a segment of their customer base and to avoid backlash. This phenomenon is what I call stakeholder capitalism, an ideology that promises a better, more diverse, and environmentally friendly world, but delivers nothing but empty rhetoric. It is a system where corporations prioritize appeasing various stakeholders over their core mission of maximizing shareholder value. This shift has significant consequences as it quietly wreaks havoc on American democracy. Sunkern, the hypocrisy of corporate wokeness. One of the most striking aspects of corporate wokeness is its hypocrisy. CEOs and asset managers who champion progressive social goals often do so without genuine belief. They are more concerned with avoiding public backlash and maintaining a positive public image than with actual social change. For instance, when Google engineer James Damore was terminated for sharing a memo that examined research on gender disparities in STEM fields, it highlighted the double standard at play. Corporations claim to value diversity and inclusion, yet they silence voices that challenge the prevailing narrative. This is not about promoting real social justice. It is about maintaining a facade that benefits the corporation's brand. My proposal to extend the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to cover employees' social and political views is a direct response to such hypocrisy. It aims to protect individuals like Damore from being penalized for their opinions, ensuring that the workplace remains a place for open discussion and debate rather than ideological conformity. Surrey, the impact on American democracy. The woke industrial complex does more than just divide us. It also undermines the foundations of American democracy. By allowing corporations to dictate social and political discourse, we risk creating a society where free speech is curtailed and dissenting voices are silenced. The issue of content moderation on social media platforms is a prime example. There is a long-standing concern among conservatives that platforms like Twitter suppress right-wing voices while allowing left-wing accounts to violate the platform's rules. This disparity is not just a matter of personal opinion. It has real-world implications for how information is disseminated and how public discourse is shaped. My suggestion to reconsider the role of social media companies and potentially recognize them as state actors is a step towards addressing this imbalance. However, I also caution against simplistic solutions like eliminating Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, as this could do more harm than good. A better way forward. Woke Inc. is not just a critique, it is also a call to action. It offers a better way forward for American capitalism and society. We need to return to a model where corporations focus on their core mission of creating value for shareholders rather than trying to solve every social problem. This does not mean ignoring social issues altogether. Instead, it means recognizing that corporations are not the appropriate entities to address these issues. We should encourage genuine social change through grassroots movements and community engagement, rather than relying on corporate PR campaigns. As Americans, we have the power to reject the woke industrial complex. We do not have to stay in the demographic boxes that America's elites try to sort us into. We can choose to support companies that remain neutral and focus on their core competencies rather than those that engage in woke signaling. Dugger Chatter, conclusion, reclaiming America's soul. In the end, Woke Inc. is a journey that begins with cynicism but ends with hope. It is a call to reclaim America's soul from the clutches of the woke industrial complex. We must recognize that our country was founded on ideas, not social preferences. We must stand against the division and the cheap social causes that are sold to us. As I reflect on my own journey and the insights I have gained, I am convinced that we can build a better future. A future where corporations are free to pursue their missions without the burden of social justice activism, and where Americans can engage in genuine discussions about the issues that matter. This is not just about politics or business. It is about what it means to be an American today. It is about reclaiming our identity, our voice, and our money from the forces that seek to control us. Together, we can create a society that is more free, more prosperous, and more united.